News outlets have been filled in recent days with reports of supposed piracy off the coast of Somalia. Piracy is defined by Webster's as robbery of ships on the high seas. Robbery shouldn't be tolerated, but is that what has been going on off the coast of Somalia? The so-called Somali pirates mostly don't see themselves as pirates. They call themselves the Somali Volunteer Coast Guard, and with very good reason. When the Somali government collapsed, ships of other nations began poaching in fishing grounds that rightfully belong to the villagers of the Somali coast. Starvation resulted from that poaching. Also, extensive illegal dumping of radioactive waste from rich countries has occurred in Somali coastal waters, sickening and killing many. All that doesn't necessarily justify hostage taking. Even so, we are faced with the question of whether the Somalis have a right to defend their own property. If so, why can't they charge tolls for ships passing through their waters? Coast guards of the world routinely engage in similar or worse behavior under color of law, even though governments have no justifiable claim to any property. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.